It's time for Dodger Baseball.
This series can't get any better.
Like to see the people I talk to.
Why?
Why?
That way we can.
I mean, I get seeing me. I'm pretty, but
that way we can
see him too.
We can look into each other's eyes, and I feel like I'm not talking to a robot when I'm looking at you guys.
Robot.
Holy shit! He's playing something not Destiny.
The app narcs you out every time.
You know the only
I'm
reason.
Like, you know what? I'm gonna let him slide. I'm not gonna say anything to him because you know that's not nice. I'm sure he's probably sitting there going, "Fuck it, I don't want to talk to anybody while I'm playing this. I want to immerse myself." And oh my god, she looks like a robot.
No, the only reason I do that is I have a couple of friends on my friends list that if they see me on, they'll sit there and talk to me constantly, and I'm like, "Dude, shut up! It's a cutscene. Shut your fucking mouth." So if I'm playing a game with a story,
that shit all the time.
I'll be like, "Hey, I'm in a cutscene. All right." So, anyways, it worked. I'm like, "Fucking shut up! What the fuck? I don't talk when you say it's a cutscene. I shut the fuck up."
Yeah, it's funny. Brian does that shit too. He'll get quiet, but then you can hear clicking and heavy breathing in the background. I'm like, "Brian, mute your mic."
I love it when he tries to call us out on that shit. When he tells me, "Hey man, you're breathing pretty hard." I'm like, "Yeah, it's an intense fucking scene." I'm like, "You act like you don't sound like a goddamn asthmatic going upstairs when you play games. Only here's the difference. You do it when you're sitting there fucking motionless."
Heaven forbid you're eating.
Yeah, by the way, I want to kill all of you when you eat with the mic on.
I forget that I have it on.
I know, because
just
usually...
All you have to do is just say something and be like, "Oh, sorry."
Yeah,
well,
usually...
I'll fucking mute it.
I was going to say, usually I
try
it up with you.
What's worse is, like, when I'm coughing on the fucking thing. Like, last night, I felt so bad. I literally pressed, like, I went to hit the fucking mute button, and it did not hit the mute button. All it did was turn up the fucking volume. I was like, "God damn it."
I always thought it was funny when you'd have a coughing fit, and you'd hear the mic go out halfway through. Like, I could hear you fumbling for the...
Yeah, I'm trying to grab the fucking mute button. I'm like, "God damn it."
Or when you're traveling through the house... I can tell because you're like, microwave.
You know what? I figure you guys, you know, when I do that, I literally think about it when I'm doing it. I'm like, "Fuck it." You know what? It's probably like really entertaining to
I was about to say, what gives away is I hear your footsteps going up the stairwell.
Like fucking walking up fucking T-Rex in it. Like go up the goddamn stairs. Loud. I have the loudest fucking feet I think ever. The only time I'm not loud is when like my nephews are there and I'm aware of the fact that there are children in the house and I don't want to wake them up. So like I'll walk as softly as possible. Otherwise I fucking trounce around the house like I'm goddamn, you know, V5 fo-fumming it, you know, looking for a goddamn, you know, Englishman to make my fucking bread. Slaves, not his bones. Just to clarify.
Why not both? Cannibalism,
just indentured servants.
Oh, man. Welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Miles. Anderson.
That was fun. Timing's perfect. We're really getting that, we're really getting that down. It's going to be even better when Miles is gone and we have to do this remotely. I'm sure. Having to actually wait for you to actually talk. That's not going to work.
Yeah. See how much of a delay.
Oh, man.
Just do a section at the end.
Exactly.
Miles' reflection.
This is Miles' response to everything.
So they're jotting down notes during the fucking...
That's so fucking
funny. It'd be funny if we videotaped. We'll see him sitting there just, oh, yeah, good point. Yes, excellent.
So, listeners, we're back. Sorry for the two-week hiatus. Last week, I had a technical fuck-up that I screwed up. I had set up two mics originally, or tried to, and it turns out that PCs and Macs haven't advanced far enough to actually recognize the same mic twice because it doesn't give them individual footprints, which is really fucking stupid. Evidently, Blue can fix this. At this point, I just got fucking frustrated with it, so I ended up returning the second mic. Maybe one day I'll buy another one and we'll try it again. But in order for them to do it, we have
to seriously make that your wallpaper?
Oh, yeah.
It's just for clarification, he's talking about his phone, not his wallpaper in his house.
Although I'd put that on the wallpaper.
What was it? Desk Grenigri and
Yeah.
Turning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm saving this.
Who the fuck wouldn't? I mean, Jesus Christ. That will be burned and ingrained in my memory for the rest of my goddamn life.
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting in the retirement home. I won't remember my kids' names, but I'll remember that picture and Ryu's moveset from Street Fighter.
Seriously. That's the image I'm going to be picturing when, if I ever became a father, when my kid's born. That's going to be what I'm thinking about. I'll have a big grin on my face and be like, man, congratulations, you're a father. Yeah. All right.
Dude, I just imagine one of the people on the set for that photo shoot. You know, like, I would literally be picking my jaw up off the fucking floor.
Absolutely. So, listeners, to recap basically what we talked about last week, I'm going to get MLB out of the way since Loach isn't here. Loach hated it. Fucking sucks. Thinks it's like the worst game ever made. He says, don't get it. If your life depends on it, make sure you go buy anything but that.
Yeah, didn't he say he'd rather slam his dick in a car door than play it ever again?
Yeah, I think he actually said he'd rather play Mass Effect. It was fucking weird.
Yeah. I thought he was like talking about how he wanted the fucking bad curve on the NHL game. Yeah. It was so much better.
So, it was unreal. No, in reality, he said it's a really good game. He truly enjoys it. It's one of the best in the series. And, if you love MLB, of course, it's been out for quite a while, so you probably already picked it up. But if you are thinking about it and you still haven't gotten it, go ahead and get it. I definitely can say it's got one of the greatest intros I've seen for a sports game in a while. The other things to get out of the way really fast is Power Rangers. Power Rangers, we went and saw the movie. It was very good. We enjoyed it. Turn your brain off. It is a Power Rangers movie after all. Beauty and the Beast, another good movie. You know,
not as good as the animated, but... still a really good job.
Still a really good job.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like the cartoon more, but it was still good.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad I spent money on it.
Twice. Yeah, I mean... Did you go by yourself first time, or did you go see it with your girlfriend twice?
Twice.
He went by himself.
That's love. That's
love. I mean, it was also a good movie,
It's
too.
A good movie, but yeah.
Also watched Kong.
We watched Kong.
Skull Island.
Very good movie.
Very good movie.
Miles...
fantastic soundtrack.
Yep, there we go.
If you're a big comic fan, you'll love it.
Yep, if you're a comic fan, you'll love it. If you're a fan of the old Godzillas, you'll love it too, because it's going to tie into bringing in some of those monsters in.
It's leading into the King of Monsters.
King of Monsters, so should be interesting.
Can we all hope that not only do they tie in all the monsters, but eventually they'll tie it into Pacific Rim?
That can be a hope for a lot of people, but I don't think it'll ever happen.
They said they can't get the legal rights to do it right now.
But, yeah, why? I mean, I'd like to see a movie where just, you know, again,
why not put Yeager?
Just in there kicking ass.
Yeager would be way better than Jay Jaguar, I'm just saying.
I just want to see giant robots fight giant monsters again.
And to wrap that up, from last week, we also talked about Mass Effect. We realized that it could not take, it was going to take more than 35 minutes to talk about how disappointed we are in Mass Effect.
It was funny, because originally you posted we were going to have a 35-minute timer, and the first thought that went through my head was, no.
We actually made it almost 35 minutes. We only went 2 minutes over.
And you've given us more time.
But that's the thing. Well, after doing the podcast, those
2 minutes were Loach chiming in on a game that he didn't
play. He kept fucking saying shit. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. You have no fucking say in this. Like, god damn it.
Shut the fuck up and play MLB.
Yeah, like, I was really tempted to go grab my Switch and give it to him and just say, just play this and, you know, shut the fuck up.
Some paper and a pencil. Just be like, draw something for the next half hour. Just...
Yeah, I mean, listeners, we're still kind of butthurt about it, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're really big fans of the original trilogy. So, Miles and I discussed about like the fact that, you know, we understand that there are some franchises out there where you give a pass to certain things, and when you're a big fan of a franchise like that, you do tend to rank things a little higher,
give it a little bit more credit than you would
on other things. In my case, when it's a franchise that's established, it makes me rate things even worse.
I was going to say, me and you agreed on that one. If it's a franchise that I really love, especially like Mass Effect, I'll rank things harder.
Yeah.
Especially given the team that's, you know, it's coming from BioWare. I feel like the parent, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, it kind of feels like that. The downside is it's really not the same team. I mean, it's not even really the same team that worked on 3.
It's not the same team. It's not the same engine.
Yeah, I mean, they're using the Frostbite engine, which we've discussed. The Frostbite engine is a great engine. It looks really good.
There's no reason for Mass Effect to look the way it does. This Frostbite engine is actually really great.
Yeah.
Is it on par with Unreal? I wouldn't say that.
I think it's lighting. Yeah, I think its lighting has a lot of problems compared to Unreal Engine.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Unreal is a little more, you know, we've discussed this privately. The Unreal engine is a lot more friendly towards both consoles and PCs. Part of that is the fact that Epic really does a really good job of creating the proper tools for both systems and having them cross over to one another properly. Frostbite's not really designed for that. Frostbite was always designed for one specific purpose, and that was trying to get the most out of, you know, most beauty out of the game. Well, that doesn't always cross over towards consoles very well, and when you try to cross it over to consoles and then back over to PC, well, that translation doesn't always work either, because you lose some of those tools that were once available for the PC once you've developed it specifically for a main purpose. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad that the developers sat there and said, hey, you know what, maybe we should give controls a go on PC, because that never made any sense to me to have an entire trilogy available on a console and have no controller of capability on the PC version of it.
Right.
But, you know, I'm appreciative of that. The downside is a lot of the quality that we expect from the game is gone.
Yeah,
it's just non-existent.
Piss poor animation, bad modeling.
I was about to say garbage writing.
Yeah, the writing's really subpar. Yeah, really? That being said, I mean, it's still Mass Effect. I still enjoyed it. I can forgive a little bit of it now that I'm done with it.
Now that you don't have to put up with it anymore.
Yeah. Literally the worst fetch quests that I've ever done.
I gotta say, that's one thing I want to bring up is, so listeners, we did a lot of complaining last week. We're going to still complain a little bit this week, but we're going to try and keep it down to... not talking about the awful animations, because everybody knows about that, or, you know, some of the piss poor texturing or anything like that, or even the ridiculous glitches that we've had.
Yeah.
Also because the patch fixed some of the animations and some of the models and
yeah.
The only glitch, a
2 gigabyte patch. That's kind of ridiculous. Two gigabytes. Now the downside is on the PC. Is when you load the game, you see it building, you see the actual message comes up of building shaders. And when you see a message that comes up and says building shaders, and it's building 10,317 shaders, that kind of makes you jump back a little bit on PC, because your first thought is, Jesus Christ, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you doing this on my PC? Did you, like, what the fuck? Is your lighting engine that bad? And the answer is, yes, your lighting engine is that bad. One thing I do want to bring up is the writing. The writing is really, really subpar, and that's something the patches really can't do unless they rewrite dialogue and redo recordings, which cost the company quite a lot of money. But it's unfortunate, because
even fixing animations can run them a pretty pricey.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's probably costing them a lot of money. A two gig patch is not, you know, that's not cheap. No. I applaud the fact that they are trying a little bit to make the game a little better. I don't think that they put out a finalized product, and it definitely feels that way.
The writing is really more hit and miss in all reality, because there are good parts. There are parts that I laugh at and enjoy.
You can tell where certain writers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell where it's certain writers and where it's, oh, well, you must be a new guy.
Yeah. Like, so. There's some parts I'm like, I've written better stuff in seventh grade.
Yeah, some of the dialogue is, you know, pretty good. Like I brought up last week, I like a lot of Drak and Vetra's interactions. And then you'll go talk to other crew and you're just like, wow, did you have an intern write this for you while you were on lunch?
Right. Yeah. I just feel like the game's dialogue should be more Goonies, not I just saw this episode of Lost.
Right.
So, or, you know, hey, I watched some, you know, 10 rules to dating my daughter or whatever bullshit right. they watch.
Some teen,
you know,
drama bullshit.
Some teen drama bullshit or some shit like that.
Some CW?
You know. Sure. Like, look, I can get around bad dialogue. And even in TV shows, but if I do that, I have to go in expecting it. When I buy a Mass Effect, I don't expect bad dialogue the entire fucking time I'm playing the game, and that's pretty much what we're getting. Especially when you're dealing with the crew situations, and you should have dialogue in there that asserts yourself as I'm the alpha here, not anybody else here. And if anybody else gets out of line, I'm going to pistol whip you, kick you out the fucking airlock, or leave you on some fucking desert planet because I don't have time for your shit.
Yeah.
I'm a Pathfinder, or, which basically just a discount Spectre, in charge of fucking finding new homeworlds for our people. Would anybody in any kind of command ship like this ever fucking put up with that crap? Fuck no.
No.
Would anybody in the military?
The first meeting you have, I'm like, what the fuck?
And, yeah. You know, with as many systems as there are in this game, I really expected more than five planets.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I was talking about was the fact that's why when I brought up the, you know, does it feel like this universe, like this galaxy is really small? I mean, it does. It feels like it's the smallest one we've ever come across.
I think it's the most dense. Yeah, it's the least amount of space in between galaxies, so it looks like it's a lot more tightly packed than a lot of the other ones.
Yeah.
Of course, some of those ones you actually like had to almost legitimately fly to, so it took you a minute just to guide your fucking ship over there.
Yeah, which was, in my opinion at this point, is a sight better than having to see that fucking animation every goddamn time I visit a goddamn planet. Hey,
give me the animation once per livable planet, right? And don't bother with the other ones. Just take me to the fucking planet.
And give me that animation once per livable planet and stay in that fucking view. Don't zoom in and then zoom out like, oh, we just pulled a fucking reverse.
We forgot to
just
load
so we could show
this.
The whole thing. It's like, fuck you.
Get ready to activate the hyperdrive.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, guys? I don't need to scan every goddamn planet.
Yeah, we didn't need to three-point turn this. There's tons of space.
Yeah.
We have this thing's called
this problems. Thing handles a little bit better than a fucking
I was gonna say, doesn't it fucking have, like, doesn't have fucking thrusters everywhere? Shouldn't it be able to make like just a complete 360 turn right there? It's fucking annoying. Anyways, I mean, there's a complete lack of logic in a lot of stuff in the game, and it's very evident. And I sit there and I'm like, yeah, I get you guys had like it was an emotional moment when you made the game and you got to this point where you're like, all right, well, we're finally finished. We've done this. Hooray for us. But at no point did you have somebody in QA go, hey, Did you guys use any fucking logic when you made this fucking game?
Right.
Because Jesus Christ, my brain is going to explode.
I have a hard time believing that no tester sat there and brought up an issue with anything in the fucking game.
Yeah, anything. I have a hard time believing that no one in the actual fucking studio played the first 15 minutes and saw Gorilla walk out and goes, yeah, that looks normal.
Yeah.
Like, no one saw that, really? I mean, your fucking animation team kind of blew it on that, so, you know, okay, well, we see the bad animations, all right, well, we can maybe get around this if the story's good. And the story's really not. The story's... It's just okay. It's like a... It's like Deep Space Nine versus Star Trek The Next Generation. When you think about quality, like, quality of story. You have, like, Deep Space Nine, where it took fucking 3 seasons to go fucking anywhere.
That show is fucking boring as fuck.
And it's really fucking boring. And you're like, God damn it, like... I'd rather watch sessions of Congress than this.
Yeah, surprisingly, I didn't fall asleep during Mass Effect this time around.
I almost did, yeah.
I did all the time with the fucking makeup.
I got off work early the other day, came home, played video games for a couple hours, and then I woke up to the game basically bitching at me, hey, you're still doing something.
I feel even worse. Pathfinder, hey.
I feel even worse. I almost passed out during dialogue. It was that bad. I was like,
"Who's
talking to Liam again?" Because
no, it was talking to Cora. I was just like, "I don't have time for your fucking shit, bitch." And my
brain got to the point where I was skipping through a lot of their lines because it was just bad.
Well, you saw me sitting here playing. Oh, yeah. Anytime dialogue would come up, I'm skipping it, and I don't do that with games ever.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. I listened to every single dialogue that came up in Horizon Zero Dawn, and some of it's not even necessary.
And
I still listen to
There's a lot of talking in that game.
Yeah, and I still listen to it. And I didn't skip once. I skipped so much in this game. I'm like, man, I wonder if I'm missing anything. Nope. Really? All right, sweet.
Yeah, a lot of the dialogue I feel is really unnecessary because somebody will fill you in right after the dialogue section's over. Yeah. And especially if you're going into combat, somebody... You know, you're
so this is what they were talking quick. About. Like, all right, sweet.
Like, cool. Thanks. So why are you even putting the dialogue in the game in the first place then? It's either that or they did that because they know people are going to skip it. Because the combat's actually pretty good.
Yeah. For the most part, yeah.
I mean, I've run into a couple complaints, but overall,
I have a lot of problems with it. Mostly because I end up getting swarmed by everything. And... It's weird. It's never happened.
Yeah, everything during fucking charges you, basically.
Yeah, it's never happened during a fucking boss fight. During a boss fight, I haven't died once. I've killed every boss, no problems. It's always during a fucking, like, just mediocre fight. Everything fucking just charges at me, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, there are two other people fighting with me that are clearly not doing anything because all of you just ran past them.
Mine was characters appearing behind me. Like, okay, you came out of fucking nowhere, that's cool.
Well, it's like I was saying the other night, I was playing on Havarl, walked into an area where the Angarans and a bunch of the local wildlife were fighting, and as soon as I walked in, everything aggroed on me.
Yeah.
Like,
holy shit, get that guy!
It felt like
he's different!
Right? It kind of felt like a moment out of a cartoon, like you step on a branch, like a twig, and it snaps, then everybody just kind of looks at you and just like, yeah, we should kill that guy.
Yeah. Next season.
It's like, hey, guys, I just came here for the Reese's Pieces. Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh. I'm here to go into the giant pyramid and hit a button.
Yeah.
Run away from a terrifying fart cloud.
So, I mean, I don't understand it. I guess I do understand it. You know, we've talked about this. They have new writers. And they don't have the same lead writer anymore, which is a problem because they clearly don't have a head writer that's sitting there going, I want to see everything and how it lines up and how it goes together. Because there are times when I go in for a dialogue and I'll talk to somebody, they'll end their dialogue like portion, and there should definitely be a response. I should be more interactive and more engaging.
I miss
and instead, my response is always the same thing. All right, well, see you later. Like, what the fuck?
Fucking say anything.
Yeah.
They're like, I know we just murdered all these people that ambushed us. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
I miss the action reactions and shit from the other Mass Effects where you're like, You could just fucking punch somebody or slap them.
I miss that. I also miss the old dialogues that you used to have of after you did a mission or after you did something or find something out. The dialogue would change when you interacted with the next person, and it would kind of carry the story forward. They wouldn't have the same fucking response. That doesn't happen anymore. I had one where it was just a small little tidbit. Walked up, talked to a security guard. Find out, you know, basically they've been getting, you know, this area's been getting raided all the time, and, you know, they clearly know his routes, and he doesn't know who's been sneaking him information. And I go, oh, man, that's, you know, that's rough. And he goes, yeah, you know, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. He's a fucking, you know, he's a fucking Krogan, so I'm like, all right, you know, attitude's normal. So I walk in. I find this woman in this, like, just walk into the same room he's standing next to. And find out this bitch has been saying, like, giving away his schedule of when he does rounds, you know, when he does patrols. I'm like, all right, well, clearly this bitch is guilty.
Right.
So I walk out and I tell him, and he goes, oh, man. He goes, that bitch, you know, thanks for telling me. He says, thank you. And then immediately I go, all right, well, see you later. There's nothing else that I say. Just the see you later dialogue comes up. And he goes, yeah, whatever. Get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, ungrateful motherfucker. Uh-huh. Like, seriously? Like, you guys couldn't have come up with better dialogue of, yeah, you know, thanks again, or, you know, something
right
along the lines. But nope, I'm gonna do the same whatever. You know, fuck you.
It's funny, you pointed out last time when we spoke about it, that Krogans are actually the best animated out of every,
oh, yeah,
you know, species that's in the game.
And that's not unusual. Actually, I feel like the Krogan have been that way throughout the entire series. Just because they're the only ones that have mouths large enough for them to actually lip sync.
It's true.
But that aside, you know, being with a new console, you'd expect everybody else to kind of catch up with that. But nope, Krogans are still the best animated. In fact, they're the only ones that actually move and interact with their hands and stuff like that. Whereas other, like, you'll have other times where literally main characters will just kind of stand there stiffed as a fucking board.
And mannequin arms that don't fucking move or bend.
Like I said, that one guy always on his Omni-tool.
I mean, yeah. here we are five years from the last Mass Effect.
Slapping his arm.
Here we are 5 years from the last Mass Effect, and Turians still clip their hands through their fucking legs. I'm like, come on, guys.
Their walk.
Collision effects.
Their walk got a little weirder, too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It wasn't that bad in the original trilogy, but they walk a little weirder.
Yeah, it's now like a, it's almost like a toucan trying to jump from one limb to another. You know?
And that is weird. Definitely an animation issue.
So
unless they did it on purpose,
it's still an issue. If you fuck up intentionally, it's still an issue.
So Miles,
fair enough.
You finished the game. Did the game's story or ending change your opinion of the game at all?
Not really.
Or improve it at all?
No. I mean,
okay.
It was overall, it was kind of a mediocre game, and it was kind of a mediocre ending.
So it's a one and done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have absolutely no desire to go back through it again.
And that's unfortunate, because when you consider the amount of times that each of us have gone through that entire series, yeah, for the first three.
Oh, I think I played the first one almost five times through.
So, easily. I mean, yeah, all of us have at least gone through the entire series at least 2 to 3 times in this group. And that's the entire series, listeners. I've gone through the second game by itself at least 8 times. It's my favorite in the series. But
oh, yeah.
To sit there and think to myself that this is a one and done, even where I'm at, I'm like, God damn, like, that's kind of sad for a Mass Effect.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm about halfway. I'm not going to lie, I went and looked about... I didn't see any spoilers, but I wanted to see how far... Apparently I'm about 3/4 of the way through the game at this point.
Yeah.
And I still don't feel like I'm even halfway through. It's
scanning planets and doing fetch quests takes up a fuck ton of time.
Okay, and that's the thing I want to talk about next, is the fetch quests are fucking driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Having to go, like, it started getting really noticeable on Harval. Is that it?
The Varl.
Does it feel like Final Fantasy, where you can only do one quest at a time?
It'll only give you access to one at a time. Like, I could knock out fucking 8 things at this planet if people would just fucking talk to me about it. Right, but no, I gotta go turn this in, and then another one. Fuck off. I was like, I was just there. A lot of times, I wouldn't even leave the fucking planet yet. right? I would just go back on board the Tempest. We're like, oh, by the way, we need something from the market here in Kandara. Yeah. I'm like, great, why didn't you fucking tell me that when I was in the
market? When I was in the market.
Wireless communication's a thing.
Yeah.
So that was when I started noticing it was on that, because that one planet alone had three quests that intertwined with each other, but you can't get them until you do the main story. Or, well, you can get them, but if you don't do the main story, you're going to end up going back to the same spot at least three times. So because of that, I was so pissed off. I told Miles before he got there, I was like, okay, make sure you start doing part of the main quest for that planet, because otherwise you're going to be pissed off like me, because you're going to have to go to the same spot three fucking times. Well, after that, it got worse. I mean, it started getting to the point where, like, you have to go from the fucking Nexus and back to another planet. Go to another planet, then go back to that same fucking planet. And I'm like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah. And listeners, when it comes to games like this where you have multiple locations and multiple missions, I am super fucking efficient about doing these things.
Yeah.
I like try and knock out everything in one sector that I possibly can before I move on. And even that was not enough to keep me from getting just fucking infuriated.
Yeah, because I
having to return to places.
Yeah, that's how I was, because I didn't leave Eos until I did everything that I could, and then you leave, and all of a sudden, three more quests pop back up. I'm like, you know, fuck this.
Yeah, you can't 100% Eos without leaving it the first time. Vald, actually, I 100% of that fucker before I left.
Yep, I made sure I got done with everything there.
I was pissed.
You'll have stuff to return you there.
I'm sure you will, but
I don't know if I'll do it. I'm like, you know what? It's 100% habitable. Fuck you guys. Right. I need to go back.
You can do the rest. I turn the lights on.
Yeah.
What am I doing this for? Credits? Because I have like 70,000.
Yeah.
I was like, I could buy another fucking Tempest.
Give it to the, give it to the international or the spaceway postman. Up to
a goddamn sleigh, be intergalactic Santa Claus.
Yeah. We went all this. We came all this way and nobody brought UPS with them. Are you fucking serious? So yeah, that's getting annoying. And I want to talk about two new species. That's all we got. Two fucking new species. We got fucking the Angara, which are the discount Quarians, as far as I'm concerned. Talk about a sad sack this crew is. They're the most unappreciative pieces of shit in the planet and the fucking galaxy. And they turn around and they, like, every time you fucking save their ass, they turn around like, oh, we still don't trust you. Fuck you. I just saved your fucking entire species intergalactically in 30 minutes that you guys couldn't fix in 10 decades.
Listeners, that'd be the equivalent of Jews that survived Holocaust camps hating Americans for liberating them.
Yeah. Or the or the French hating Americans. Oh, wait.
I still... That pissed me off. I know I messaged you immediately after this. You go and save... what's her face? Basically, their queen, and she's just like,
I just started calling her Mufasa.
Yeah. But Mufasa. You get her back on the ship, and she's just like, well, I don't think we can still trust you yet. And I'm like, bitch, I just saved your life.
Yeah.
What more do you want from me? I could have shot you.
Yeah,
I still might
need to go there.
Just fucking ungrateful. It's annoying. I could not figure it out. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, and the leader of the fucking resistance,
Ephra.
Yeah, that jackass. I sat there going, what the fuck, dude? He literally calls you stupid for doing one section of the game differently than what he would agree to. I wanted to go up to his fucking desk, slap him in the goddamn face, and say, do something. Right. I dare you to do something. Oh, wait, you can't, because you can't do fucking anything for your people. Fucking dickless moron. Pisses me off. I'm like, you end up in a fucking land full of the fucking midgets from the Wizard of Oz equivalently. You take out the fucking Wicked Witch, and instead of them saying, ding dong, the witch is dead, they fucking dance on it. They want to dance on your fucking corpse.
On top of that,
what the fuck?
They look weirdly like
giant penises and
dicks if you were to Photoshop them together.
I see like a giant clitoris trying to escape. Or their heads at them like, oh, that's not right.
Why are they Australian?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how half the galaxy is British in Star Wars, so.
That at least makes sense.
The only thing I came across was that the Angaran say that they have different dialects. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I haven't noticed it. Except for Jal. Jal sounds like he's from, South Africa. Maybe.
Yeah.
I still don't believe that they're proper Australian. Nobody's throwing a beer at me and called me a cunt.
Yeah. Have you guys done any of the... Did you guys accidentally do any of the buddy-buddy emblems?
No, I did.
For Joel? Yeah. And it keeps leading to, like, more romantic conversations. I was like, what the fuck? This is, like, all romantic dialogue. Like, yeah. All, I want to be more than just friends. But that symbol is clearly two dudes hanging out.
Yeah, once it turned into the heart icon, I stopped clicking it. I was like, all right, we're good.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that time because I'm going to just like, no, I'm going to hard pass. That guy looks like he has a bunch of STDs.
looks like he is an STD.
So on top of that, you have the fucking Ket. The Ket's the new enemy. And the Ket are fucking, like, they're like the discount Borg of the galaxy. We're going to take everybody and we're going to assimilate
them. You know what it made me think of was the stupid fucking goon aliens from Fifth Element.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
They're just dumb as those fucking sacks of rocks.
They pretty much are. I mean...
but like, they come in force.
Yeah, their entire fucking species seems like the dumbest fucking bag of hammers I've ever come across.
Yeah, and only two of them are allowed to think for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they're fucking bunch of fucking
clearly, like, they're calling the zealots. Stupid ones out of your culture. You should just let them go.
I'm waiting for one to come up to me and tell me he's Dallas Corbin.
But, you know, bunch of fucking religious zealots. And I'm like, and they don't have a whole bunch of motivation behind, like, what they're doing. Like, the motivation...
Fanatics.
Yeah, the motivation behind it, like, at least the Geth had a motivation. At least the Geth were worshipping a fucking, you know, AI that could be considered a god to them. Okay? This makes more sense, considering it fucking can take over entire fucking planets.
Yeah. AI discovered something that was more powerful and more knowing than them.
Yeah. Of course, they figured it was and more ancient, than fucking biotics that they knew around them. So it was just kind of ridiculous to come across this, like, this group and be like, "Well, I'm supposed to be afraid of these guys, really? Because they're kind of jokes." Whereas, like, I keep waiting for, like, this new, even bigger bad to show up with, like, the remnant, and the remnants just kind of, you know, well, they're the enemies from Halo 5. So
I was about to say they're the discount Guardians.
Yeah, and they're not. And what's funny is they're not even nearly as menacing, because at least the Guardians had intelligence guiding them, not, you know. Well, we're a bunch of automated systems that are just around here. Yeah, we're a bunch of automated systems that are the equivalent of mini.
You need more appreciation for the new cog.
So overall, it's just kind of, you know, it's just a very disappointing kind of setup. It just feels like there wasn't a whole lot of imagination left in the room after they got done with 3. They're like, "What do you guys want to do?" I don't know. Multiplayer team, you guys take over. We're out. You know, what? What happened?
Honestly, I'm not a big fan of the multiplayer either.
No, the multiplayer is garbage. The fact that it can launch into multiplayer in the middle of a single player game, and it does it so easily, or in my case where it's done it accidentally because the game glitched out and forced me into fucking multiplayer, and it doesn't let you go immediately from multiplayer into single player again. What the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
Your multiplayer wasn't good enough to begin with in the first series. So.
It screwed me out of some of the rewards for doing one of the multiplayers. Like, it gave me the experience for winning,
yeah,
right? But it didn't give me, like, the loot boxes or any of that shit. Yeah. I'm like, well, fuck me, right? I was like, guess I won't be doing this again.
Yeah. you know, and I want to tell BioWare, I'm like, hey, I have to tell you guys this. The multiplayer wasn't good enough to begin with to bring it back. You should have focused on the single player again. Because it definitely needed it.
Yeah, right. I agree. We discussed this. Like, if they made, like, a multiplayer standalone game for the in-between times, that would have been okay.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, don't split up your team into doing two different things and have a separate team again for multiplayer and have a separate team for single player. That might help them out.
Right.
But I prefer you just having one single player team. That's why I buy Mass Effect. I don't buy Mass Effect for the fucking multiplayer. If I bought Mass Effect for the multiplayer, then the series is already lost and it should go back to the way of Call... Or it should just go the way of Call of Duty.
It's weird, too, because you extract at Wave 7. Like, there's no... No, like, 5 or 10, some sort 7. Of rounded out number. Right, 7. I'm like, okay.
Best to 10?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean,
wouldn't that be 6?
It's always 7, though. Every time you get on there, you extract at 7.
At this point, I can just hope the next one's better. Maybe they'll listen to all of our complaints and be like, oh, yeah, people don't buy this for multiplayer, and Maybe our writers are kind of lazy.
That's the thing, they've known that that people don't buy it for multiplayer. They had so many complaints from 3 about the multiplayer being so relevant to the ending for 3 that they eventually, it took them so long, it took them a long time to fix it, but they eventually finally fucking fixed it so you don't need it. I mean, that should tell you something when your fucking fan base is going, fuck you, I don't want to have to play multiplayer just to play the single player, that you turn around and say, oh, well, we put multiplayer in here, but it's not needed for the ending. Well, in that case, I won't play your multiplayer because I didn't buy this for fucking multiplayer in the first place.
Easier for them to sell packages to you.
Yeah.
I do remember the multiplayer for 3 was really fun right towards the end when they had all kinds of characters. Yeah. That you could, and a lot of times you didn't even have to unlock them. They were just like they just give them to you.
There was more variety when playing 3.
I resented it the entire time because I felt, of course, I played it, you know, when it was required. Because it required so much for the ending, I was so pissed off. I was just like, "Fuck you guys for ever doing this to your customers."
Right.
See, I think I either played it enough that I didn't notice that it was required,
yeah,
or I played it somehow without it being, because I don't remember it being required. Like, I don't doubt it by any means.
I'm no, just, it was
required if you wanted the best outcome.
And no, that's right, I remember that.
That was if you wanted the best outcome, if you chose to destroy the Reapers, which would let Shepard live, and it was if you wanted the best outcome for the green glow ending.
And then that whole thing pissed me off because, you know, because
the original
green Legion sacrifices himself, and then you destroy all synthetic life, so Legion sacrifice is then pointless.
It's fucking pointless, yeah.
In which case, Legion, that was probably the one point in the game where I almost cried.
Yeah, you do come to like Legion.
Legion was dope.
It's fucking amazing that he wore part of Shepard's armor.
Really?
I was like, that's fucking great.
I almost cried in 3 just because of the amount of frustration I had at the choices at the end.
different kind of tears.
Yeah, that was the point where I was just like, yep, this is clearly where, you know, this was clearly where the new writers took over. Because when you came to an ending that was so illogical as that, I was just like, what the fuck? So maybe I should, you know, based off of that, I shouldn't have expected too much logic from Andromeda. But I had hoped, based off the amount of shit that they got from 3.
They had fucking 5 years.
That they had 5 years to sit there and think, maybe we should think things out and think things through. They didn't. Your choices don't really... Listeners, here's a spoiler. Your choices don't really mean a whole lot in 3, or in this one. They don't mean a whole lot in 3 either.
Maybe they'll affect future games. Maybe.
That's what I was saying. At this point, I can really just hope that the next one will be better.
Right. Which definitely won't be a day one for me, I think.
Nope.
Not unless I see really, really convincing gameplay.
Yeah. And that's sad because Mass Effect, it's even with this one, that's the pass it gets for me. It's a day one purchase. But if it sucks like this one does, I'm just going to blast the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I'm still going to buy it on the first day.
I'm with Miles. I'm going to wait. I'm going to, for the next one, I will absolutely wait until it is about a $30 game. And the reason is because this wasn't a $60 game.
There's that little part of me that the world hasn't crushed all of my optimism yet. And I get that's that. The little bit that's hanging.
That's how I've gotten with Assassin's Creed now. I'm not wanting to touch it.
Oh, yeah. Next Assassin's Creed, I won't even buy. Fuck you.
I don't know. I mean, they stopped doing it as an annual release. So I might consider it.
I just want to see again, gameplay. It'll be one of those things,
like, I want to see
Miles,
really
you're
thorough gameplay.
You're a big enough fan of AC. If you buy it and you say it's good, I will trust you.
Right.
Him and I will have huge discussions about it. We're huge.
Yeah, so that would be a case where I'd say, okay, I'll go buy it within the first week.
See, Mass my other Effect, series for me is Arkham.
Mass Effect's going to have to be this huge turnaround at this point, because after the bullshit of the ending at 3 and having to deal with this shit, I'm like, you know what, BioWare, you guys don't know how to make fucking games anymore. You've forgotten what it was like to be game developers and game players. So
I feel like to get you to buy that game, I would have to basically tell you it's the best game I've ever played, plus BioWare sent a hooker to hand deliver it to me and blow me while I play it.
Yeah, she jacked me off.
And then you'd probably just be like, yeah, but the last one sucked.
Yeah, I'd still sit there and be like, man, I mean, like, wait, was she supple? Yes, okay, yeah. But the last game sucked. So, moving on from that, if listeners, in case you're curious, if we were to give you a recommendation on Mass Effect, don't buy it. Wait for it to be a bin, or borrow it from a friend.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'd still give it a borrow.
Yeah,
but because I'm not pissed off enough to say it's a bin. But if you
should, I still have an extra copy. Bronx still hasn't come to pick it up.
No, borrowing is cheaper than binning.
Yeah,
binning
yeah.
at least means it's still worth buying at some point.
Yeah, I still have
a $10 bin.
Yeah, I mean, I'd wait for it to bin just because at this point, I would not want to give EA or BioWare any more money.
This is the first Mass Effect game I'm trading in.
I'm really hoping that this has been a wake up call, not just for BioWare, but for EA to sit there and say, look, you guys got to start putting quality back in our games because this shit's not going to fly with our fans. We get enough shit throughout the year from people who are sports fans. We don't need it from these guys too.
Yeah, I paid $80 for this and I feel pretty fucked. So,
yeah. And what's funny is, listeners, you've heard this entirely blame BioWare for this. That's because we don't actually blame EA. And a lot of people miss that and say, oh, well, it's fucking EA's fault. It's not. EA actually said to BioWare, you can have another 5 months if you want us to delay it. Tell us now, and we will delay it another 5 months so that you can get your shit together. Why? Because EA at this point has gotten to the point where they are tired of hearing from their fans that they're getting shit products from their developers. And they are at the point where they're saying, look, if you have to have the time, then you get it.
Although you gotta wonder if anybody from EA went through it and said anything about it, you know, like, because
there is a possibility they actually do have producers that show up from the corporations, from publishers.
Well, I'm saying more like testers.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Is they have it from you know, same thing happens with Matt or with Microsoft and Sony with their exclusives. They actually have producers that sit there and they send in their own people and they play the games and they sit there and say, yeah, this doesn't seem like it's working out so well, and they'll give their recommendations. Now, developers a lot of times hate that, because a lot of the times it's a lot of interference from the publishers.
Right.
This is what caused God of War 2 was supposed to be a lot longer originally, and they ended up having to kind of wrap things up a lot faster than they wanted to put the game out. Still came out with a fucking amazing game, but a lot of that was due to pressure from Sony, because Sony sat there and said, look, we can't push this anymore. We've pushed it out another year for you guys, and this is what we have to launch. So the same thing kind of happened with Mass Effect 3. Mass Effect 3 was, you know, we delayed it for, I think they delayed it for 6 months, and that was the only push they did from when EA wanted originally
right.
to launch it. And then they got too much pressure from EA, and they had to wrap things up. We already know that because, you know, it was kind of put out there by
the disgruntled
employees.
Functional and pretty.
And that's true. But you could definitely tell it was a rushed product. But I think EA, after seeing that and seeing what happened, they were like, well, you know what? We need to actually start giving our developers a little more leeway and start acting like the publisher that we need to be, like Massive or like Microsoft and Sony have turned into, where, yes, they will give their developers a little more time, to the point where they'll say, we'll push out date 2 years if we need to.
I think both BioWare and EA, in the grand scheme of things, are culpable. Because I feel that EA should have been able to, if they had somebody that quality assurance
and on it
from their division, they should have been able to put the stop order on it and be like, no, you guys need to go back and fix
that's
it.
That's where I'm thinking that EA kind of screwed up. Where EA said, I think EA came back and they said, look, we've tested this,
greenlighted it,
and you know, we're willing to give you another 5 months. I think that was kind of them trying to suggest to BioWare that maybe you should take this. And instead of insisting on it, and I think they should have done the insistence of, you know,
absolutely.
What? We're gonna hold for 5 months and let you guys test the shit out of this and fix the things that your testers complain about. Because there's no way somebody played this game in the first 30 minutes and thought, yeah, this is okay.
Yeah, realistically, what they should have done was said, hey, we'll give you another 5 months to work on this, and then BioWare came back and said, no, it's done. And they're like, no, take the 5 months.
Just take the 5 months.
Yeah.
So, listeners, sorry we got a little long with this. I mean, I'm just talking about the conversation. But we had to pack in a little more, especially since, you know, we missed last week. And we just wanted to give you a quick update of where we're at. Currently, I am not finished with the game. I'm about the same spot as Josiah is.
We were talking about that a little bit last night. I think you're a little bit farther ahead of me, but not by too much.
Yeah, where the fuck ahead of me.
So Anderson kind of stopped me away. Anderson stopped after hearing about basically everything that I was complaining about when we were chatting.
And I was playing, and I was like, "What the fuck am I playing?"
Yeah. Not to mention, you had Zelda to go
and,
back to.
And that's what I was going to say. You had Zelda to go back
to.
What
really got me to stop playing is that when I was driving the fucking vehicle, and I went and it fell through the stage and killed me and my entire squad. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Or times where I had two or three different dialogues going off on once and my camera's fucking pointing out in the space and nowhere near the characters.
I actually did go through the ground at one point, but managed to come back out of it. And it was because of the fucking biotic blink ability, which you get from the Explorer profile. So be careful if you pick that profile, because sometimes you will blink through a solid object.
Wow.
Right, I went through the Tempest ramp one time trying to get to the ship. Jeez. And I went through it. I'm like, all right, I'll run back around. But like, note to self, do not activate blink on ramps.
On ramps, yeah. You'll go through it.
It was on Havarl.
Do you think maybe that's why they call it the Explorer profile?
I guess. You go to parts of the map that you're not even supposed to be at.
To move on,
I've been playing another game.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I've been playing Ghost Recon Wildlands. I'm playing the alpha and the beta. I was unsure. Justin gave me a copy. I've been playing it since. I'm enjoying the fuck out of it. It's just a fun game.
A lot better than the beta and the alpha, right?
Definitely touched up. You could definitely, they took notes from the vehicle choices. Somehow the gun mechanics are working a lot better.
I like to think I had a little part to play in that.
Yeah.
I was not kind in my review.
Yeah.
Especially when they said it, like when they said that survey, I was like, "Yeah, I'm not going to be nice to you guys."
If you see the game for $39.99, pick it up.
Yeah, I'd say even $40.
I'll get it eventually, but yeah. It'll definitely be like
I'm playing.
It's gonna, yeah, it's gonna have to be one of those games that I play during the summer with you guys, because right now that the growing list of games that I own is getting out of control. So
my only issue,
I'm kind of getting fucked with Steam sales. Like I'm still,
and dude, you got to put it down. Just
this is the thing. So my friend actually got me the card. I don't have it in my possession yet, but I'm still buying games. And the worst part is, you guys will get to hear me squeal about Dawn of War 3 here in about 3 weeks when that comes out.
Oh yeah, that'll actually be a good podcast. I'll be looking forward to hearing your thoughts on that.
I loved the first one, fucking great. It's up there like top five RTSs I've ever played.
Wow. All
right. The second one was I didn't like what they did with it, because instead of being a big army, they gave you three squads.
Oh really?
So it's more like it's kind of like.
So it's like what they did with Warcraft.
Yeah, kind of.
Like with Warcraft 3.
It felt more like Diablo than anything else, which is, I mean, still, I'm having fun with it, but it's whatever. But they said with the third one, it's going back to, you know, big armies. And
cool.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully my review will be a little bit more than just stupid squealing noises, but we'll see.
Let's see, what I got pre-ordered. I got Little Nightmares, Prey.
Yeah, Little
Shadow Wars.
Within the same week of each other.
Yeah.
And then Shadow of War.
South Park.
Point in time.
And that's another thing.
Hopefully August.
I'm
hopefully.
Actually thinking about picking up Near
Automata.
I'm really, I think when I get paid, I'm going to pick it up. I've been reading reviews.
It looked really interesting.
Gameplay looks fun. Like, I played the demo, and it seems like it'll be good.
First one was okay.
Good reviews. I mean, Sony, like, I got to say, Sony this year has just been kicking ass with fucking exclusives.
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't have to pay, which is
funny. So is Microsoft. They've been kicking them out the door.
The fucking door, yeah.
Oh. That Sony could pick up Scalebound.
Do you see the fucking memes for that? Like, yeah, my boyfriend picked up Xbox One specifically for Scalebound, and you just see, like, a tear roll out his eye.
That's fucking funny. Yeah, that's so weird. Like, Microsoft has been getting, like, when you think about it, Microsoft's been getting rid of their exclusives, and this is one thing I wanted to bring up, is it's interesting because they have the Scorpio coming out, and the Scorpio's not going to have a whole lot to show for it when it comes out, because there aren't going to be a whole lot of games enhanced for it.
Unless they're somehow not necessarily truly canceling the games, but putting them off specifically for Scorpio exclusives. But
I hope they don't go that route. Because originally they talked about the fact that they don't want to make exclusives for the Scorpio, because
Do you know how pissed I would have been had they put out the Pro and then made Pro exclusives?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, Sony was big on we're not doing it. We refuse to do that. So if you think we're going to do it, it's not happening. You know, so Microsoft, so Microsoft's been just as adamant, especially recently, where they're like, we're not doing exclusive. We don't want to do that because we don't want to separate our gamers from one another, because that's ridiculous. And it creates an uneven ecosystem. It's the same problem that a lot of PCs used to have. And they've evened that out, thankfully. But
maybe they're canceling these out to siphon money into Scorpio. But the thing is, Scalebound looked not necessarily finished, but pretty goddamn close.
Yeah.
And like, so really, you're just cutting off another avenue for revenue.
And that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting at, is the fact that like they keep cutting these exclusives, and yet they will have, when Scale, like, people gave shit to the Pro, including myself, when it launched, and there was no games to really showcase what it could do. I mean, in reality, there hadn't been much to show off with what the Pro is capable of until Horizon came out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you even put it down as one of your biggest disappointments of the year.
Absolutely. So. And it was.
Yeah.
It was absolutely a disappointment. I mean, when you came out with a new console, you had this mid, you know, fucking level console, or level up console generation come out, whatever the fuck they want to call it.
Right.
And you had nothing really to promote just how kick-ass this system can be, and you didn't have the capabilities that are now on it to show it off. It's kind of like, well, that was kind of pointless, guys. You really didn't need to launch this. You just showed that you didn't need to come out with this in the beginning, or to begin with. Your console was great to begin with. Well, now that they have Horizon and they have, like, you know, the boost mode on it, that's allowed games to have better, you know, better FPS and stuff like that.
Yeah, thank you for telling me about that, by the way.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that. Listeners, in case you don't know this, and you own a Pro, go into your system settings and go down specifically to system, and you'll see one that says boost mode. You can turn that on, and with a lot of older games, it'll actually boost up the frame rates for you and make them a little bit smoother, a little nicer to play. So it's actually quite helpful, especially for Mass Effect, which is funny because that game's supposed to have a Pro mode and it doesn't. So does help with that janky FPS that we had,
which really, really makes me laugh now even more at the whole fucking trailer thing. Like, if you're not watching this on a 4K display,
yeah, right?
Like, go find one. Because I'm like, why? So I could see how fucking terrible it is in ultra high def?
Ultra high def, yeah. I couldn't imagine that thing's fucking frame rate at 4K. Jesus Christ.
Dude, you know how pissed I would be if I went and got the money for a 4K TV for this? I would probably, like, I would be talking to a lawyer. I'd be like, look, they promised me this, and we got a pile of dog shit. So
with the Scorpio, to go back, it's going to have the same problem, it seems like. It's not going to have the games that are going to have that boost. The only game the only games I can see having a little bit of a benefit is like with Halo, which already has graded graphics and gears, where it can boost them a little bit and keep them up at the higher level and the higher frame or higher frame rates. But you're not going to see the 4K and the ultimate shadows, the fucking tessellation that you're gonna see from games that are designed specifically to grade up, you know, upgrade to this level and downgrade for the older console. So, you know, what the fuck are they doing this for? I mean, they're going to be coming out with a console, and they finally, you know, what's funny is they've said they finally released the specs for it. It's the same fucking specs we've seen for the last 2 years. It's the same specs that everybody else has been looking for. It's 33% more powerful on the CPU side as the Xbox One. Not a huge boost. But then again, the system's not designed, just like a PC, or modern-day PC, not designed to utilize so much the CPU. It's mostly designed to utilize as much of the GPU's power as possible. So the GPU is exactly what we expect, which is a six teraflop compute power, which, listeners, if you're curious what that's like, it's probably about the equivalent of a GTX 1060, 1070. When I looked at the specs of what modern day GPUs can do, it actually does sit in the lower range in comparison to those, because a 1080 is sitting at 9 teraflops or more. A Titan, which is what I have, is sitting at, you know, depending on which model you have, it's sitting anywhere between 11 to 12. And those fucking cards are designed for fucking full VR, just kill yourself now, because it's going to burn your eyes out. Those cards are designed for extremely high power. Now, I'm not saying that the Scorpio is going to be on the weak end. It's still going to be able to be a very kick-ass machine. is it going to be everything that they promised? It's not going to be full 4K. Most likely because, and more than likely that's because games aren't going to be fully developed for 4K because they're going to still need to make sure that it downgrades for the old Xbox. And if you're going to put that much more information into it, you're wasting your money and time when you could just say, you know what, instead of doing that, let's have it checkerboard and let's give it better shadows. Let's give it better tessellation. Let's give it better effects so that things look real.
Yeah, that's because that's one of the things they said is that it's going to be pretty much up to the developers to make a true 4K game. Otherwise, you're just dealing with upscaling.
Yeah.
But, which, I mean, chances are I'll probably wind up upgrading around that time because by that time, I'm sure my Xbox will start crapping out anyways.
And that's the point I was going to make is I feel like they're starting to make these like mid-step consoles for people like me and you. I got a Pro because my first PS4 was starting to die.
Yeah.
So I upgraded to the Pro. You said you're going to get Scorpio because when they come out, yours is probably going to start shitting out. I might get one just because, I don't know, I'm still kind of on that.
If you're upgrading your PC is going to be more powerful.
Well, that's why I was saying I'm kind of on that point where I want to play with you guys, but at the same time I have a PC that...
Well, here's the thing. A lot of the games that they have, if you buy your games through the Microsoft Marketplace, they're cross-play.
Yeah. Except for Halo.
Halo, the next Halo is going to be on cross-play. They've already said it.
I'm not getting an Xbox then.
Yeah. Microsoft has said this
after Halo. I'm waiting for you to pick up Gears.
After Halo 5, they said that they do not want to continue to separate their gamers anymore. It's a very smart ecosystem for them because it's going to start bridging that gap between PC gamers and console gamers.
I just wish all the platforms start cross.
That's the thing is they know they're not going to get the PC gamers. There's no way they're going to sway the hardcore PC crowd to a console. No. They're aware of that. So why the fuck are they killing themselves trying to get that crowd when they could just sell games to them? It's brilliant. It's fucking brilliant. Now, the Scorpio. It's still kind of convoluted, you know. They're not trying to get the PC crowd. Everybody who says they are, you're fucking wrong. There's no way they're trying to get the PC crowd.
They're trying to get the PC crowd that used to play on, like, what I have.
Yeah.
Like my old Alienware. You know, great at the time.
Somebody who can't afford a current PC. Yeah, absolutely. But they're not going to try and sway the current PC gamers away from their systems. There's no way. So, the Scorpio, yeah, I absolutely agree. I think you're right. I think that they've decided, you know what, this is going to be the step-up system for the person who's looking to replace their Xbox. They don't want to get an Xbox One S because we've announced this system. They're waiting for the newest and greatest. And also, it's going to give them a little more longevity in this generation because with this console, they can probably take this and eat this, you know, for another 2 extra years, whereas the last generation, 10 years was a stretch. With these new added consoles, they can make this last at least 12.
God, if I get the Scorpio, I'm hoping at least another 4 years the next console.
Like I was saying, the only
obviously there will be a Scorpio S at some point, but
yeah, it's a smaller version. Yeah.
Comes out with some double diet.
Yeah, it's kind of like how I'm waiting for the Switch XL.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, the only game that I'd really want to get an Xbox for is Halo. Anyways, I played it and I missed all the multiplayer. Like, if I start now, there's no point.
Honestly, I wasn't really all that impressed with the multiplayer this time around.
Halo 5's multiplayer was decent. Yeah, it wasn't great. I played
every Halo multiplayer except for 5.
I'm saying it's different. I stopped playing it
when they reset my character.
I'm really looking forward to Destiny 2's multiplayer.
I was part of the... I don't know if you knew about the glitch that happened where a lot of players got reset. It was an easy enough glitch. You could actually contact them, and they could reset your character for you. It wasn't a big deal. I was just like, you know, it's not worth it. The multiplayer was fun. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the best I'd ever played, so I didn't play it. I'd go back and play, you know, fucking Halo 2 again.
I remember being high ranked in all of the multiplayers except for 2. I didn't have Xbox Live back then. But, I mean, 3, I was still in, I think, like the colonel, not quite general range. Same with Reach. I hit a really high rank in that one, and then 4 came out. I hit SR-131.
Yeah. Nice.
I think I did that in like 3 months. I drank so much Mountain Dew. I feel like Pepsi owes me because I took like
he was pissing red.
A decade off of my life getting those damn double XP codes.
Did you see the Aussie man posts about some chick chugging a Mountain Dew through her ass?
No, I need to look this up now.
It's not a commentated one, I don't think, so I'm going to wait for the commentated version. Yeah. But I'm like, really?
Jesus Christ.
Like, because you want instant diarrhea?
It wasn't enough.
By the way, I jumped on Evolve yesterday to see if I could get into a match. Right? Took me probably about 5 minutes to get a full team. Right? And then somebody would drop out.
So did you delete that shit?
No, it's still on my system, but the only way that we're ever going to be able to play it is if we go into a private match or, you know, go in as a team. Because, yeah. It was like, all right, well, this is fun. Glad that finding games is still completely horseshit.
So, really quick, with the Scorpio, what do you guys think it's going to cost?
400. Did they release a price point on it?
No.
No?
There's speculation.
$550, $400.
Eh, I'll go $500.
I don't think they'll break the $500
mark. You don't think so?
I think $399.
I think the $500 mark is a coveted price point because anything above that, I think Microsoft fears anything above that. Right. Now, here's a question. Do you think if for $500, should it come with the Pro controller?
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
That'd be nice.
Immediately,
I'd appreciate
yes.
it.
I don't think it will.
But it should.
You're probably right. I don't think it should either.
You're right.
Really?
And the reason is because of the amount of money that fucking GPU cost them. All right.
Then if you look at Microsoft stock, they have not been doing well this year.
No.
Or over the past year, I should say. Slowly declining.
A lot of that has to do with exclusives. They haven't had enough of them to push that.
Keep kicking them out the door. Oh God, that still makes me sad about scale
back. I don't think the Scorpio is going to do what a lot of Xbox fans think it will. They think it will bring it back up to, oh, they're selling just as many as PS4. It's never going to happen. The PS4s literally hit an untouchable mark, and Microsoft is aware of that. Even Phil Spencer has said, like, it's unbelievable how well that system is sold. And that's because, just in case you don't know, the PS4 has actually surpassed the PS2 in its sales rate, which means that it's sold more consistently year after year of PS4s than the PS2 ever did. So right now they're projecting it to be the best-selling console of any generation, which is impressive because that means that they're projecting it that it's going to beat the Wii. It's unfucking real how well that system is sold worldwide.
Well, the big thing that Xbox really had going for it back in, you know, PS3 360 days was their game library.
Because their game library,
more games.
Their game library and their price.
Yeah.
They knew exactly the price point that they were supposed to hit, which killed Sony.
But you're getting less and less exclusives where, like, you know, a title comes out. It's pretty much available on any.
That's the thing with the Xbox 360. The 360 dominated for, I say for that generation because the Wii, I don't really consider it that generation. I consider the Wii previous generation, and it's not really in the same competition, and Nintendo knew that. They were going for a different kind of crowd. I won't discount the fact that they sold a shit ton of systems because fucking A, Nintendo, goddamn. If I had known, like Miles and I have said this, if we had known back then that they was going to sell that well, fuck dude, I would have owned stock in Nintendo a long time ago. So, with that said, the reason why the Xbox did so well was because it had hit a price point that Sony did not understand at the time. They thought that Sony came in thinking, we're Sony, we have the PlayStation, we have a brand that's built up over two generations, people are going to buy it regardless. Not thinking that gamers are intelligent and we shop with our fucking money. We shop based off of what we know. And when we saw Microsoft say, hey, we give you the same kind of games in the same games, and we have more developers signed up with us right now than Sony does, even though Sony has a lot of exclusives, we still have a lot more developers signed up with us, even though they're not making games exclusively just for us. So gamers said, oh, and you're cost me how much less? $300 less almost? Well, fuck, I'll go with you. So, Sony learned their lesson. It was a hard lesson for them to learn. I think that's partly why Microsoft won't break that $500 mark. I think Microsoft saw that $600 mark and went, shit, that's a bad idea.
In the same token, though, I wouldn't be surprised.
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, the amount of tech that's having to go into it, it would be understandable from a technology standpoint. I think they'd be killing themselves. But it's understandable. So we'll see. I think they're going to hit the $500 mark, and that's where they're going to stay. It's kind of weird to sit there and say, well, it's technically it's only about 30% more powerful than the PS4 Pro. Is that really worth $100? I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, that's going to be a decision gamers are going to have to figure out. Whether or not it works out for Microsoft, we'll have to see. Microsoft's going to definitely have to step up a little more with their freaking exclusives, and Phil Spencer is very well aware of it.
Yeah.
Especially since he openly admitted the fuck-up that they had with the Xbox One launch and how much that hurt them this generation.
Yeah, I'm not even remotely, in all reality, a fanboy of either. But like, I've gone from one to the other.
Whichever one's going to give me the best experience for my money at the time is kind of who I go with for launch.
Yeah, that always kind of makes me laugh when you talk to people these days, because apparently the fanboy crowds are still around. You mentioned
a
video.
I get called a fanboy just because I have arguments on both.
Well, that was kind of what I was going to say, is you get people asking, oh, well, which camp do you sit in? And I'm like, I go where the games are.
Yeah. I mean, if Microsoft had launched today with the Xbox One, with the exclusive lineup they have now, there's no way they'd win. You know, if you were to base it solely off exclusives, Sony's sitting there going, we have a shit ton of exclusives, and we have more coming out. I mean, fuck, you know, Microsoft, which is funny, because Microsoft, when they launched, they had more exclusives lined up than Sony did.
Right. Well, I think a lot of that was because of the Kinect. You know, they developed a lot of games for that piece of hardware. Yeah. So I think that probably accounted for a good chunk of their initial exclusives.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, because even Rise was...
That was originally supposed to be a Kinect game.
Well, I mean, in some ways it kind of was, for the voice features anyways.
The forced voice features that were unnecessary. Yeah, I think Microsoft has learned their lesson of, you don't break the $500 mark. Because they didn't with the Kinect, because originally when that launched, it was $500 because it came with the Kinect.
Well, I think like the big deciding factor for me at the time of Xbox One and PS4 coming out was that I followed the 360 example. 360 had a fuck ton more games. I expected Xbox One to follow pretty much the same goddamn route. You know, not to mention the exclusives like Gears and stuff like that. But I was like, it's no question for me, right? And besides that, I still like the Xbox controller way better. It's more ergonomic for me than the PlayStation controllers. Now, the PlayStation controller is bad.
I do think it's a better controller for Mass Effect. Honestly.
I think it's a better controller just overall. Just I get less hand fatigue especially the Nintendo's the fucking worst.
I prefer both controllers for different things. Yeah. I prefer my Sony controllers will always take out when it comes to like third person and fighters, like God of War, those kind of games for me. I hate playing on a Xbox controller with any of those.
I would agree on that one. Or beat 'em uppers.
Yeah, PlayStation controllers just brilliant.
I think the Xbox controller is way better for racing
and shooting.
Absolutely,
I think pressure sensitivity is a lot more responsive.
I think its racing capabilities are far more tuned.
When I set down an Xbox controller, it doesn't hit any buttons.
That's not true on the Elite. I put that controller down and it hits every goddamn button on the bottom.
Well, it's because you got bottom buttons.
I know.
But like the fucking triggers on the PlayStation controller, like you set that down anywhere. First of all, you're going to be lucky if it stays there.
Yeah.
Right. The second of all, one of those triggers is getting hit.
That pisses me off. Sometimes I'll put the controller down without pausing it. I'll get up, like I'll put the controller down, and I hear gunfire, and I'm just, son of a bitch.
Yeah. So. With me on the launch, when it came to the launch systems, especially between the Xbox and the PlayStation, it seemed very evident that Microsoft was not listening to customers anymore, and they thought, oh, after the 360, we can live off our name. And that's enough.
Right.
And I sat there going, oh, no, no. That's not how this shit works. Your customers decide what you do, and you need to learn. So for me, it was like, I'm not going to buy your console or put a reserve on a launch system. I ended up buying a launch system, but I wouldn't buy one until they said, we're going to take back what we said because our bad. And they did it. They learned it very quickly, because when they saw the numbers for reserves, and they were like, holy shit, like, Sony's kicking our ass. This is bad. They quickly turned around and said, you know, we're going to fix this. We're fixing it. We understand. We fucked up.
Right.
Because that, to me, that was Microsoft learning faster than Sony that this isn't okay. You can't do this. Whereas Sony, it took them a good year of the PS3 underperforming, where they went, maybe we should lower the price.
And that was, I think that was part of the thing that affected my decision as well, is because PS3 kind of broke me when I got it, like, to the fact that, you know, I mean, I needed the money, but it got sold.
Oh, I understand, man.
It was like, well, you didn't come out with the exclusives that I thought you were going to anywhere even remotely close to launch. So I didn't have my
PS3 until a year after it had been out. And I got mine. Mine was a launch system, but I got mine secondhand.
Right.
I've told you guys.
See, I think I got mine before. Like maybe 3 months after it came out. Maybe.
Yeah. And it wasn't hard to find them.
Yeah.
You know, with that said, at the time, even when I bought it, the only exclusive they had really that was worth playing was Resistance. That was the only game I owned. And then 3 months later, I think they came out with Uncharted. And after I played Uncharted, I was like, wow. Holy shit, this is a completely different experience than what I'm getting. Than what I, at the time, I should say, what I was getting on my Xbox. And it took Microsoft, I feel like it took Microsoft a little longer to try and kind of figure out the, you know, gamers want cinematic experiences, you know, and that was when finally Gears came about and, you know, Halo 3, and they were like, oh, okay, gamers want this, they don't want the, all right, well, here's Crackdown.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, you can only blow tires off of high speed cars so many times before it gets boring.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, and we'll see what happens with Sony and Microsoft after the Scorpio launches. We'll find out what, you know, whether or not this mid level jump is a good idea or does it not pay off to them? Because so far Sony's not seen a whole ton of benefit from it, and I'll be curious to see whether or not Microsoft does.
I think Microsoft might benefit that they'll be the newest system when it comes to, because right now, like, obviously PS4 Pro obviously going to be more powerful than even, say, the Xbox One S.
Yeah.
But, you know, latest and greatest, I think it'll help hold that spot for a while, unless PlayStation comes out with something ridiculous like Pro Elite or some shit.
Yeah, because right now I think the thing that's working for Sony is their exclusives, and yeah. I think the thing that's going to hurt Scorpio is the lack of them.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, if you don't have a lineup to back it up.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what they come out with.
Look at the Switch. No fucking lineup.
Yeah. I mean,
like, don't get me wrong. Sea of Thieves is fun so far, but I don't see it being a massive seller.
I don't see it being a massive seller. I don't see it being a console seller, absolutely.
No.
No.
It looks like it's going to be a fun game.
It feels like it'd be the best summer of arcade game.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Except for we're not going to get it, probably.
We're not going to get it for summer arcade. I will be interested to see at E3 when they show off the Scorpio if they're going to have updates for games like Halo and, Gears, whether or not they're going to include some of that some of the game code from the PC that's going to boost it up. Because you've seen Gears run on my PC.
Oh, yeah.
The comparison is stupid.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to see them say, you know what, let's unleash a little bit of that on the Scorpio and give them that.
It'll be interesting to see if the specs change at all, too, because it's still a ways out that they could sit there and tinker with it a little bit more if they really wanted to.
If they really
wanted
to,
not in gold
yeah.
phase yet where they're sitting there cranking them out.
Usually when a company at this point, if they come out and say, here's the specs, that means they're in full production. So that's what happened with the Pro.
Right.
When Sony finally said, these are these specs, that meant the console's gone out, we can't change anything because we're already making it.
Right.
So we'll see. Right now, the one of the great benefits that I saw from it is going to have 12 gigabytes of DDR4 or DDR5 memory, which is a hell of a lot higher than the Xbox One. So it should run a lot more efficiently, even on older games.
There was one of the specs that I saw, because I didn't like read into it, because you know me, I just play games to play games.
Yeah.
I don't get too hung up when it comes to graphical quality. But one of the specs I saw in there was internet memory or
yeah.
something like that. It was like 328 megabits per second. I don't know what the hell it was. Right. I was like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. I've never seen that stat on anything before.
That's where it uses memory from the cloud.
Oh, okay.
it's what they're doing instead of, or they're going to allow it to do instead of using the hard drive for memory space. You know how the Xbox currently uses the hard drive to boost its memory?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the workaround that they're doing right now. Which really, it doesn't need. I mean, 12 gigabytes of DDR5, that's the same thing I got on my current graphics card. And that thing runs things just fine. Even if the system used up a gig of that, it still wouldn't use the rest of it for any games that are out.
Right.
I think the closest I've ever come to a game even using part of that was Just Cause 3. And I had to crank everything all the fuck the way up. So, anyways, is there anything else you guys want to bring up, or?
Kingdom Hearts 1.5, 2.5.
Yeah,
great price point. Fucking great
fucking
price
worth
point.
It. So, honestly, if you pick up Kingdom Hearts 2.8, 1.5, 2.5, you just got the whole fucking entire collection. You're done, you're caught up.
I'll be playing that when I don't have an internet connection.
It's not going to be a huge improvement. It's the same thing that we got
from
the release on the PS3.
It's a little bit of a touch-up on the graphics, and really the biggest touch-up I've noticed is the soundtrack. You can tell they went back to the audios and fixed it up.
But yeah, I mean, it's absolutely worth your money.
It's worth the money, yeah.
You know, no real new gameplay changes, but that's not bad because, I mean, Kingdom Hearts had pretty solid gameplay. You just got to get a little used to the controls. It controls a little differently than most Square Enix games, but it's good. It's solid.
This still reminds me, I need to take in Final Fantasy 15.
Are you done with it?
I haven't played it since we all quit, and since there's apparently no push to fix
to
problems.
Fix the problems, yeah.
I'll probably go back through. I hate leaving games unfinished if I can help it.
It's been long enough for me. Normally, that's how I am, but it's been long enough for me that I'm just like, I don't care anymore.
I actually have no problem stopping that one because Final Fantasy XII is going to be coming out pretty soon. And we have Kingdom Hearts, so I'm just like, you know what? Is 15 really worth me finishing it and being that pissed off for 90 fucking minutes?
Isn't that one titled something to like a Scorpius something or another?
Which one?
The Final Fantasy XII remake.
Hold on. Oh yeah, it's got a weird subtitle.
Yeah, it's some sort of what's with all the Scorpio or Scorpion fascination? Like, don't get me wrong, you know, Scorpio. But hey,
hold on, let me find it.
It must be the year of the Scorpio.
Yes, year of the murderers.
Because I've got it pre-ordered.
I laughed at a friend of mine's Facebook post because she posted up something because apparently the FBI has a statistic on, like, astrological sign that's most likely to commit said crime.
Zodiac age.
Zodiac age, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And hers was, I don't fucking remember where it was, like, Aquarius or some shit. And, she's like, because apparently they get a bad name or whatever, and this shows that we're actually really docile, yada, 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 right? So I looked at it just out of curiosity. I don't really buy into the astrological shit, but it's entertaining. And I was like, no, but yours is the most known for fraud and being con men. Like, but then again, I'm laughing because Scorpios are best known for hitmen. Contract killers. I'm like, eh.
You don't think it's still the same thing?
Potato, potato.
I'm a Taurus, and Taurus are known for crimes of passion.
One is more known for being hands-on, and the other one is known for paying other people to do our dirty work for us.
That's funny. Well, I think that's all we got for this week. Listeners, thanks for sticking with us. Sorry about my voice. Hopefully it'll be back next week. Hopefully you can actually hear me. Jesus.
Hopefully you didn't pass on whatever you
were
on.
We'll find out.
As soon as you walked through the door, one of my sinuses filled up. I can only breathe through one nostril right now.
Sweet.
If this is your fault, I'm going to be very angry.
Yeah, we'll see if I fucked up the mic. I don't know. Who knows? This could be like the worst recording ever.
Did you grab the right one this time?
Yeah. The other one's been set back.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I get the sound wave, so I think we're all going.
Sound waves are there. Just turn it on. It's like, wah, 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 wah. You're like, oh, what the fuck? You put it on the meeper setting.
Yeah. I'm just going to send it to you anyways. Be like, this is the Charlie Brown podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So, listeners, thank you for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. Please go on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
Anderson.
Keep on geeking on, and we're out.